Welcome to Elias Fighting Chicago Global Perspectives podcast series for APP 2019. I'm your host, Reginaldo Gomez, and I'm currently enrolled at the University of Chicago as a PhD student at the Pritzker School of Molecular Engineering. Today, we will be exploring the topic of lunch time in America. Why is it so short? As a Brazilian who recently moved to the bright city of Chicago, located in the state of Illinois, I can say that my lunch habits have already changed a lot. I don't mean just about diet, but mainly about time. In my first week in the United States, I was invited by a group of second year grad students from my department to have a lunch with them. 15 minutes after we sat down at the cafeteria's table, one of them asked me, "Are you ready to go?" I really didn't know how to answer this question, but the point was, I was still halfway through finish my meal. So, I inevitably asked back, "Why are you in such a hurry, guys? Do you have any important meeting or event happening right now?" And as I have learned, the standard answer is always, "It's because I need to get back to work." This situation made me think, am I doing something wrong? Or even worse, am I not working enough? In Brazil, we usually spend 1 hour at lunch. It's just not about fulfilling your body needs for nutrients, but lunch is more a kind of social event. Most Brazilians will also follow two main rules. First, do not talk about work or study during lunch. Exceptions can be accepted only if it comes with some fun or curious fact related to those environments. Second, lunch is the most important meal of the day. For Brazilians, sandwich, hamburgers, wraps are not even considered real food for lunch. They sound more like kind of snacks. We always go for any sort of pasta, salad, or the traditional rice and beans with meat and fries. So I start to wonder, how my Brazilian lunch habits would affect my social and work life in the United States? What are the American perception of lunch? And also, how my new American lunch habits could affect my health. A research made in 2018 by a staffing firm called Offsyn Team and published at the Letters website showed that 56% of American workers have a lunch break of 30 minutes or less. This independent research firm surveyed more than 2,800 office workers in 28 major US cities. The same website indicates that Brazilians spend at least 15 minutes over lunch break. Moreover, another research published on the New York Post showed that 1 in 2 American workers feels unable to take a full lunch break. That might explain why Americans' modern office workers and also some students are now more likely to eat at their desk most often than any other location. But why do Americans keep breaking their lunch break? According to the New York Post research, a lack of time and a perception that there is always too much work to be done are the main reasons to eat lunch at their desk each day. Also, there is an overall perception that skip lunch leads to productivity, so Americans should stay close to their computer while supposedly they can break. However, it wasn't always like this in America. According to a study conducted by OnePool in conjunction with the consulting England's Best, the notion of the lunch break has shifted as younger generation entered the workplace. This study found that American workers from 18 to 44 agree that taking a full lunch break is not realistic, while workers age 45 plus disagree. With the average lunch hour now likely to be 30 minutes or less, American workers and also students are now snacking at least twice a day, not surprisingly, between breakfast and lunch, and between 2 and 3 p.m. when hunger strikes again. However, how healthy is this American lunch behavior? Beatrice Wilson, a journalist and author of the book Food-Related Foods, provides some interesting relation between food habits, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. During her interview to the website Splint Table, she mentioned a research done in the 1960s in the Bay Area of San Francisco with Japanese American men in the risk of coronary heart disease. This research found that as men had moved from Japan to the United States, the risk of heart disease went up in every case. But some of the groups of men were at much lower risk of heart disease than others. They found it wasn't actually what these men were eating that made the difference, but how they were eating. The ones that had lower risk of heart disease were the ones that were actually the most Japanese. In other words, they were still eating in a communal way, they were still making time for food, they would still spend time with their families when they were eating. Nowadays, in the United States, ironically or not, nurses are at a much higher risk of obesity than the general population. So we can make the judgmental comment of, they're healthcare workers, how they not set a good example? But actually, the reason that nurses are at high risk of obesity is because they have no time in the day to stop, and they may have only access to unhealth vending machines on site. In a short-term view, breaking our lunch break may sound a good idea to show our commitment to our work. However, I believe that food is just not a matter of carbs, fat, and proteins. We should not forget also the how of eating, which may turn out to be the most important part. So, whenever possible, I intend to maintain my old Brazilian eating habits and save at least 1 hour for a quiet and enjoyable lunch. Thank you all for one more episode of LIS Finding Chicago Global Perspective podcast series for APP 2019. This is Reginaldo Gomez. Hope you all have enjoyed our time. See you!